This morning's Newsmaker is brought to you by Swofford Ford. Response to coronavirus in the United States has taken a turn. Cabinet Director of Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services, Dr. Randall Williams, was in the national capital to ensure the domestic response is fully aligned.
So that was the purpose yesterday of bringing us all in to meet with the White House and say that we would like to just make sure that in each of your states and counties and municipalities that you have ramped up in preparation, if needed, how you would handle community transmission.
Local community transmission scenarios are now the focus, shifting away from a more global outlook.
What makes COVID-19 different than a cold or a flu is it appears, at least for the flu, to be more infectious. And unlike the flu, it has a mortality rate, especially in people who are older or have chronic diseases, of more like 2%, which is much higher than the flu.
One of the main reasons for this, according to Williams, is the novelty of the new virus. Some differences were elucidated by Williams.
But unlike a cold or the flu, this appears to have the propensity to get into your lungs and cause you pneumonia, which for certain groups can be lethal. Unlike the flu, which we always caution about children and pregnant women, we just aren't seeing that in COVID-19 for those two groups, which is interesting. And people are still trying to figure out why that might be.
Quarantine procedures would look different than recent efforts under preparedness guidelines.
If you look at the cases in China, 40% were required nosocomially, which is a fancy way of saying at the hospital. So if you look at the diamond princess, look at what's happening in China, it does appear to be infectious when you put a lot of people in closed facilities. Preliminary data is that as we go into a preparedness mode, that one thing we're certainly preparing for is this idea that you would have mitigation strategies in which you isolate people, for instance, in the quarantine them at home.
Go to our website for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.